Scher, Vice President of Community Engagement for Jewish Federation. Here for Good is Federation's first podcast. You probably know that Federation's credo is that we are here for good. Here for Good is designed to discuss the issues of the day, about our successes and our challenges. Today, my guests are Mindy Fredman, Jewish Federation's Vice President of Community Impact, and Sean Goldstone, Director of Strategic Partnerships for the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, also known as the Joint or the JDC. So Jewish Federation makes a significant investment in the JDC. Mindy, can you tell us why?
Sure. Thanks, Karen. There's a Jewish concept of Kol Yisrael, Arabim Zevazeh, that all Jews are responsible for each other, that we as a community are really responsible for taking care of others. At Jewish Federation, we have established the strategic priority of global Jewry. This really reflects and embodies this concept, and the work of the JDC really epitomizes it. We're so proud to invest in your work. Just like we take care of vulnerable Jews here in St. Louis, we partner with the JDC to take care of vulnerable Jews all over the world.
So it sounds like it's a really beautiful partnership between the Jewish Federation and this global organization, the JDC. And Sean, as Director of Strategic Partnerships, and you've had a long history, I know, with the JDC, can you just share some of the history about it and the impact on global Jewry?
Absolutely. And first of all, I just want to thank you for having me here. It's been a great 24 hours in St. Louis. First time coming here. Been really great meeting your staff, your community members, and briefing your board committees.
Wow, you've met a lot of people.
I have. It's been a busy trip. It's been phenomenal. And, you know, representing JDC to the St. Louis Jewish community, it's been a great honor. We're very thankful for the strong partnership that we've had. It goes back 10, you know, over 100 years, really. There aren't many federations that are older than JDC, which was founded in 1914. And we really pride ourselves on the strong partnership that we have with the Jewish Federations of North America. And so, as you mentioned, JDC is the world's leading Jewish humanitarian aid organization, and our mission has remained unchanged for over 100 years, and that is building Jewish life in communities where Judaism tried to be decimated and saving the poorest Jews on the planet. And we do that today in almost 68 countries and through investments that the St. Louis Jewish community has been making for many years, we were able to respond to Jews in that many countries.
Wow. And I understand that a significant part of your work is working with elderly clients in the former Soviet Union. Tell me about that work that you're doing.
Absolutely. So we are providing services for the poorest Jews on the planet, and majority of them are in the former Soviet Union. Today, JDC cares for almost 90,000 elderly Jews throughout the region. Almost half of them survived the Holocaust. Many of them are alone and without any family, and they're living on pensions as little as $2 per day. In many of these locations, there are no government safety nets. Without JDC, these people wouldn't live as long as they are.
Yeah, $2 a day. I mean, think about that. So what are some of the services that you are actually providing for these elderly Jews?
So we're providing them with food, with medicine, with winter relief. We have an emergency assistant fund. We're providing them with Jewish holiday kits. We've been able to bring the cost of home care to roughly $4 per hour, which is truly a remarkable statistic. And we are their lifeline.
And how do they get this relief? It sounds like you must have thousands of people on the ground having to do this work. Tell me about that.
So the true heroes are our colleagues on the ground, as you mentioned, and it's through our social welfare centers, the chesed's that I mentioned, and we have 69 chesed's throughout the former Soviet Union today, and we reach Jews in over 2,200 locations through that. And so we have many home care workers, and in addition to that, we've heavily been investing in the next generation of Jewish life in this region and around the world. And today we're seeing some of the fruits of our labor. And so there are thousands of volunteers that we've been able to train and work with who are responding to these elderly clients. We have teens that are coming and volunteering and providing that support as well. And so it's really a remarkable resurgence of Jewish life. And so it takes a lot of people, a lot of love, and we're able to do it thanks to partnerships such as we have with you.
Amazing. Amazing. Tell me a little bit more about the volunteers and the people on the ground. Are these people that live in the former Soviet Union, or do people come from other parts of the world to help out?
So these are people who live in the former Soviet Union. Many people wouldn't believe it. And over the past 24 hours here, when asked how many people do you think or how many Jews still live in the former Soviet Union, heard 100,000, 200,000. Everyone was shocked to learn that there are between 800 and 900,000 Jews still in the former Soviet Union. You know, if you think of it, we're reaching almost 90,000 elderly clients. We have over 50,000 individuals who are going through our Jewish renewal activities, such as a program called Active Jewish Teens, which is one of our hallmark programs that was started in 2013 as a grassroots initiative by one of our young leadership graduates who turned to JDC and saw a need for an initiative that tackled volunteerism and was a teen network for 13 to 17 year olds. And today, over 3,300 teens throughout 60 communities participate. And we have an international partnership with BBYO. And it's truly a remarkable program. And I encourage anyone from the community to come and travel with us in November and come see the Active Jewish Teens Conference.
Incredible. Incredible to get our teens activated locally here too and have them understand what is happening with teens all over, with teens in the former Soviet Union. So you had mentioned about the teens and the younger populations in the former Soviet Union, a sense of renewal, resurgence of Jewish life. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing there and how JDC is helping in those areas?
Absolutely. And I've actually had the privilege of traveling to the former Soviet Union about a dozen times now throughout my career with JDC. Every time I'm on a mission to the former Soviet Union, I always make sure to spend time with the teens and the young adults and people who value their Judaism and cherish it like I've never seen before. It's so remarkable in this part of the world where Judaism had to be hidden throughout communism. You know, we had 7 decades where you couldn't practice openly. And so many of the teens and our, you know, hundreds and thousands of teens who are going through our programs, so many of them have the story that they recently found out that they were Jewish, that on their grandfather or grandmother's deathbed, they found out that they were Jewish at the age of 13. Can you imagine finding out such a thing?
Incredible. And, you know, I know that one of the questions people ask, too, is why don't people leave? Well, they don't even know that they're Jewish, it sounds like. Many of them don't.
Absolutely. Yeah, many of them. And many of them, they don't want to leave. For many of them, you know, we're talking significant numbers. You know, Ukraine alone is the fifth largest diaspora. There are between 300 and 350,000 Jews just in Ukraine alone. And so you have these vast communities that are truly so vibrant and so rich. And, you know, it's where so many of our people and our roots come from. JDC's mission is to ensure that wherever there are Jews, period, we're able to enable them to live out their lives with the utmost dignity. And we'll continue to do that.
Beautiful. Can you share with us and the audience a story that or an experience you had that has really stayed with you, that has maybe even shifted kind of your own thinking or that's really impacted you?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I'll never forget. It was January of 2013, and I was the current Ralph I. Goldman Fellow, and I was in Russia, and I really wanted to experience a Russian winter. What the local representative enabled me to do was to go and really see the welfare operation. You know, we have two chesed's in St. Petersburg. What he enabled me to do was get on a plane, fly 3 hours east of St. Petersburg into the middle of the Ural Mountains to a town called Syktyvkar. Once I landed, I met the local JDC rep, Tatiana, got into a car with her, and we drove north for 2 hours. And I will never forget, it was just absolutely stunning. It was white, there was snow everywhere. Eventually, you got past the city where all you could see were trees and sparsely populated homes. After 2 hours in the car, we stopped. It was negative 45 degrees. Opened the door. I had between 10 and 12 layers of clothing on. It was that cold. As soon as I opened the door, I felt the moisture in my nostrils freeze. When I touched my nose, you heard the crackling of these icicles. We get out, open the trunk, pick up some wood and a food package, and entered the home. And right then and there, I met Raisa, a Holocaust survivor who JDC had been helping for years. And that was truly the first time that I was able to see with my own two eyes that wherever there is a Jew in need, the JDC is there. And we're able to do that because of the support that your federation provides. And it changed my life.
It is life-changing work you are doing. What's amazing is how you find the people that you said 2,200 locations around the former Soviet Union and how you even find where these Jewish people are living.
It's truly a miracle.
And this is all part of the JDC work of really being this relief organization and being our the Federation's true partnership on that ground, that we are focused here so much on the lives of Jews in St. Louis, but to know that we have this partnership with the JDC is just outstanding. Mindy, is there anything that you would like to add about the work of the Federation and how, you know, and in its connection with the JDC?
I first want to say that the work of the JDC and the stories that Sean is sharing are truly inspiring. And it's so rewarding to know that the investment we're making and the work that the JDC is doing is making a difference in lives of people every single day. There are amazing statistics that he shared, and you can go online to the JDC website or the Jewish Federation of St. Louis website and see, but the lives of people receiving these services are extended, and they really, there is a significant impact that's being made through this work, and we are so proud to be able to invest in this work.
And the stories, and to bring the stories back here to St. Louisans, to hear these stories, to get have an opportunity to meet with people who are on the ground doing this work is just so significant and impactful. And the more we can share these stories out into the community and connect them to this work, I think will make a huge difference in the future. So, Sean, I want to thank you for being with us today and being in St. Louis and meeting so many of our community members. If there's any last words you want to share with our audience?
I just want to thank you for having me. It's been fantastic. Over the past 24 hours, I've met many, many people, which has been great. What I've realized is that there's a real thirst for the stories and the knowledge and the understanding. And so, you know, I look forward to continuing to strengthen our partnership over the next few years. And again, just thank you for everything you do for Global Jewry. We wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Great. And I will just add, if people out there in the community are interested in learning more about the work of the JDC or the work of the Jewish Federation and the investments that we make, to please, you can check us out on our website, jfedstl.org, or contact Mindy Fredman, our Vice President of Community Impact. Thank you both again for being here and participating in this podcast.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Here for Good.